calls and calls because everybody knows Sammy's going away. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, I know we've been telephoned.
Yeah, we were upstairs with Sammy.
Who is it?
Yeah. Yes, Sammy's leaving today. Huh?
Again, I'm asking, who is it?
Birdie, Jay.
Birdie.
Then hang Molly.
Tell me now, Birdie.
Tell you what?
But what, Birdie?
What?
Birdie, always have something to tell you.
Very well.
What very well?
All right. Goodbye.
What is it?
She says something very important.
Important for her or for us?
For her, for us, for everybody.
What do you mean?
She
can't speak over the telephone. She's coming over. Just now, especially when the family's going away.
Why? It has something to do with the war? Let me.
I got it already.
She's got it already.
Hello? Yes? Yes, Bertie just called and said something, but...
But what is it, ma'am?
Yeah. Yes. But...
Again, but...
Oh, bring me a chair.
Give Mom a chair.
Take the receiver, David.
Hello?
What is it, Molly?
Shut up. Wait till David gets finished.
Yes?
What is it, Ma?
Rosalie, please.
I'm Uncle David.
Molly, what is it?
Jake, please.
Yeah?
You want something, Ma?
Yeah?
Molly, I'm asking.
Who said? Who knows such a thing?
Let me talk, David, please.
One minute. Here's Mr. Goldberg. Here, Jake.
Is it something about Sammy?
Here, Jake. You'll hear something.
Hello?
What is it, Uncle David?
Wait till Papa gets finished.
Yes. Yes. Boydie said that? How does Boydie know? I didn't see anything in the papers.
I didn't see anything in the papers.
Rosalie, where are you going?
To call Sammy.
Don't say anything to Sammy.
Yes.
How will he feel just now when he's going away to give his life, maybe?
Yes.
For his nation and such a thing.
I didn't hear anything in the radio, not neither. Thank you.
Well, Papa? No.
Let us not conclude anything yet. Get my hat, Rosie.
Where will you go, Jake?
I'll go over to Willoughby. Maybe he knows something.
Oh, Mr. Willoughby?
Willoughby.
I just want to come over to see you, Willoughby.
Just coming over to see you, Mr. Willoughby.
Well, what are we going to do?
Who told you, Mr. Willoughby?
Well, Bertie called Mrs. Willoughby, and Mrs. Willoughby called Mary Foote, and I was down Main Street, and Bruce Hanley got it from his sister-in-law, and he told Floyd Minor at the post office, and that's how it come to me. And knowing that Sammy and a few of the boys are leaving from town today, I hurried over to tell you.
Can I know what it is, please?
Sammy's coming down with it.
Sammy? Hello, Mr. Willoughby. I was going to walk over and say goodbye. Well, what's the matter? I'll be back. Well, don't worry about me.
You may not go, Sammy. They're throwing the war away. They're handing it over to Mr. Hitler.
What? They're giving it away, Sammy. Oh,
fine. How do you do?
Birdie's barking. Maybe it's Birdie.
No, it's Mikey, Ma.
Mikey's coming in. Mikey is Sammy's friend, Mr. Willoughby. He's a sergeant already.
Oh, wait a minute, Ma. Come in, Mikey.
Hello, Mikey.
Hello, Mikey.
Well, hello. What's happened?
But something's gone wrong.
What do you mean?
Birdie called and...
Sit down, Mikey.
What's Birdie got to do with it?
The news is all around. They're closing down the munition plant.
Huh? What? Well, how do you know?
That's it, because...
They're laying off all the men and all the munition plants.
What? That's crazy.
It's true. Birdie said that.
Everybody knows it. It's running around.
It's running around and around.
Closing down the munition plants.
They're laying off tens of thousands of men all over the country.
Gee.
But a fine war. Here, Mr. Hitler. A present for you.
And all the boys? I mean, the boys that are going? Birdie. Must be Birdie.
Birdie.
I can't believe it.
If they're laying off all those men, it can only mean one thing.
But how do you know they are?
What do you mean, how? Didn't Mr. Willoughby just said that the whole town is talking? You can fool some of the people, but not all.
I got here as fast as I could. Oh, hello, Mr. Willoughby. You heard, I suppose.
We've all heard. Where did you get that story?
What story?
About the plants.
It's no story.
Who told you?
You think I made it up?
Will you answer my question and stop arguing? Who told you?
Every nobody in town knows.
Well, how do they know?
How do you know, baby?
Who told you?
What do you mean, who told me?
Where did you pick up that rumor? From papers?
Do you think the papers would tell you?
Well, from the radio.
I heard it personally.
What do you mean, personally?
With my own ears, I spoke to him.
To whom?
Who?
Who, baby?
What person personally?
Personally who?
If you all start jumping on me, I get nervous and I won't be able to talk.
Will you stop that, Bertie? Answer me. Who told you? Who?
Who was it?
I met him at the gas station.
Yes?
And he wanted a lift to Milltown.
Well?
And he said...
No.
Bertie.
He said they just let him go. And the big steel plants...
And
he said before we knew it, nobody would be working in the munitions industries at all. He said he didn't give a hang.
Well?
Yeah, well?
What do you mean, well? I heard it with my own ears.
You mean to tell me you've been going around repeating that silly story as if it were the truth?
You must be nuts.
Is that where you got that story?
Bertie.
Story?
Oh, it's not only Bertie's fault. You're all to blame. Why do you start repeating the story before you find out whether it's true? How can you fall for anything as stupid as that? You wouldn't spend a nickel on a silly rumor, but you don't mind repeating it and blowing it up and making it sound so big and wide that it sounds true. You're all to blame. And you, Bertie, you know what you're doing? Do you realize what you're doing?
It's worse than blowing up a bridge.
Or bombing a city.
Button, you live and save a ship.
You've got the whole town talking, Bertie. Nobody bothers to find out how you know whether the story's true. They just repeat it. They just keep talking until it gets to be a wave big enough to drown the whole war.
A story like that is worse than 10 submarines full of saboteurs.
It's the kind of treason a civilian can be guilty of.
Why don't you have some sense?
Don't talk unless it's a fact. And it's not a fact just because someone said it. It's not a fact just because you heard it or somebody whispered it. Yes, and it's not a fact because you're afraid it might be true.
Every false rumor is a shot in the back, Bertie.
Every whispered lie is an attack from behind. Every thoughtless word is worse than a 100 quislings or 1,000 Labals. And that goes for you too, Ma, and Pa, and Mr. Willoughby, and all of us. Come on, Mikey, let's pack. There's no front facing the enemy unless there's a front at home.
Baby. Button your lip and save a ship.
A loose tongue can mean a life.
Think 10 times before you speak.
Don't talk about what you don't know. And remember, you know less than you think you do.
Go, baby. Shut, Bertie. It's your brother. It's my son. It's Mr. Willoughby's nephew. Rosalie's boyfriend, somebody's father. Not strangers, baby. It's our own. Our dearest home, baby. Susha. Just remember, baby. Just remember.
There you have the story of a rumor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your Treasury Department has asked the woman who creates the Goldbergs and who plays the role of Molly Goldberg herself to step out of character for the very first time and talk to her radio audience simply as Mrs. Gertrude Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Price. I'm grateful to the United States Treasury Department for giving me the opportunity of talking to you at this time. Sometimes I wonder how people listening over the radios feel as they hear this constant talk of war. I know the radios and movies are full of a constant talk of love, but perhaps love is something you can never get enough of, and war is something you have too much of, even when you haven't any. And here I am talking to you, and the script you just heard was about the war, and so is what I'm going to say now. Like every civilized human being, I hate war. And like most of the ordinary people in the world, this talk of strategy and maneuvers and so on is a science way above my head. I guess I'm like Molly. What I understand are ordinary things. What I can do are small and ordinary things. I know with all my heart that all of us, all mothers, could stand up under bombs falling the way the English and Russian mothers have. We would be there, and we could take it. But no bombs are falling on us now. Does that mean that we should just go on as if there were no war? As if our sons were not facing the tanks of the enemy? As if Russian and English sons were not there too? I don't think so. Then what is it we can do? What can we do? I mean, we can do the small things. Things that are our bullets, our planes, our tanks, and our ships. We must never forget that we too are the soldiers. That when we shirk, our comrades are being killed. The day you say that the other woman do it is the day on which a debt is entered against your own son. A day a debit is entered against you. A day on which you prepare to receive a bomb from the sky or a bullet for a young boy. Our enemies are not humanitarians. They aim to kill us and maim us and wound us until we give up. And since we won't give up, we have to fight. Women like us fight with the bonds we buy, the rubber we save, the food we prepare, the fats we gather. These things aren't the same as bayonets and bullets only because they look different. But believe me, the Russian mothers and the English mothers know that these small things are our bullets and bayonets and our bombs. If we relax our efforts, we are playing the part those traitors played who murdered their neighbors. That dollar you waste, the fat you pour down the drain, the rubber you burn, are so many daggers driven into the lives of our sons and the sons of our neighbors. Let us never forget.
Don't ever forget, ladies and gentlemen, that winning this war is your own private job. And the harder you work at it, the sooner the job will be finished. That means buying war bonds and stamps to the last dime and nickel, over and above your bare living expenses. Not just what you can afford. Wars are lost that way, not won. We've got to buy and keep on buying enough bonds to give us planes, tanks, guns, and ships in such overwhelming masses that nothing in the world can stand against them. If you're already in the payroll savings plan buying war bonds, fine. But don't be satisfied with just doing your bit. Do your best. It's your sacred duty to buy all the war bonds you can as soon as you can. The Treasury Department wishes to thank the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this program, as well as this station for the use of its facilities. This is Larry Elliott suggesting that you check the radio columns of your local paper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.